Hi, my name is Chris Anshin. I've been going to Good News Bible Chapel since 2008. Ever since I was born, I lived in a God-loving home. I went to church every Sunday, memorized verses, and knew a lot of Bible stories. I thought that because my parents were Christians that I also was a Christian and would automatically go to heaven when I died. When I told my parents this, they told me that God has no grandchildren. A couple years later, I read the Left Behind series. It really scared me to read about the different things that are going to happen after Christ returns. It got me really worried that if Jesus came back tomorrow, that I'd be left behind and would have to go through all those tribulations. However, I also thought about how if I died before that day, that being a good person wouldn't be enough to cover up all of the wrong things I've done, and I'd go to hell. The day before I got saved, there was a huge thunderstorm, and I remember being really scared. I asked my parents why they weren't afraid of the storm, and they replied, "If we die, we know where we're going to go." This is the same answer they give me when I ask them why they're not afraid of dying in a car accident or in a plane when we fly. I thought about what they said and wondered if I died today, where would I go? On the way to church the next day, I talked with my mom about salvation and accepted Christ in the car on June 7th, 2010. It was a great feeling to know that someone loved me so much that they sent their only son to die a horrible death in my place so that I could spend eternity with him. The relationship I have with God today has helped me through some difficult times. When I first moved to Sharon, I didn't have any friends and no one talked to me at school. I came home that day and asked my parents why no one liked me. At the bus stop the next day, an eighth grader came out to my brother and I and started talking to us. He became our first friend in Sharon. We told our parents about this, and my mom told us that she had prayed that God would send someone to be our friend the night before. Knowing that God heard my crying and sent someone to become my friend really made me realize how precious our relationship we have with God. Another way God has blessed me was when we thought my brother had cancer. As a lot of you know, we were visiting India when my brother fell and hurt his leg. When we got back to the U.S., we got an x-ray of his leg, which showed fuzziness in his marrow, and then we got an MRI. The next day, I was watching a video on my computer, and I went to my mom's room and saw that she had been crying. She then told me that Mikey's MRI had come back inconclusive and that there was a chance that he could have Ewing sarcoma, a malignant type of bone cancer. That was one of the worst feelings I've had in my life, knowing that my best friend, who I've known all my life, might die of cancer. I started crying and asked God not to take my brother. My first reaction was to be mad and sad, but I realized that God caused Mikey to break his leg so that if Mikey did have cancer, it would be early, so it wouldn't be any stage and it would be easier to treat. The week when we waited to meet the bone cancer expert at Children's Hospital was horrible, but God blessed my family by giving us a church family who constantly prayed for Mikey and visited us. At the doctor's appointment, we were told that Mikey most likely did not have cancer because the activity in the marrow did not match the activity of some bone cancers like Ewing's. After hearing that, I prayed to God and thanked him for taking care of me and allowing my brother to stay healthy. It is because of that my favorite verse is Isaiah 41:10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness." The reason I'm getting baptized today is because Jesus commanded it. I waited 4 years to get baptized because I don't like talking in front of large groups of people. However, since Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and then of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost," and since I have not obeyed Jesus' command, I've decided to get baptized today to show that I am a follower of Christ.